Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
The Boost Mobile Race Tasmania, it's happening. Simmons Plains from Sunday through till Tuesday. And what a mega motorsport event we've got with many, many divisions, including four national categories here. Event ambassador Marcus Ambrose, our own motor racing legend, joins me for a chat. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Fairsy. Great to talk to you. Really excited about these next 2 weeks. It's just great for Tasmania to have premier racing come here whilst the weather's really good. People are sort of semi still in holiday mode, so looking for a good crowd. And I know there's a lot of cars coming across the water for this race, so it's going to be a great couple of weeks.
And the one thing that's going to be very different to what people are used to, they're going to see a lot of on-track action. One category will be on and then the other one will be off and then on and off. There's not going to be big gaps between the races.
Yeah, look, it's really going back to old school formats, really, where there's going to be plenty of content on the track and less people talking about it. So bumper fields, and we've got a lot of different categories. We've got the Formula 5000s, which are the fastest cars in the country. We've got TCR, we've got Trans Ams, which I'm participating in as a crew chief for Owen Kelly, and also Sam Walsh, two local hot shoes. TCMs as well, the old Touring Car Masters. HQs are out in pre-production. There's just a lot of classes, a lot of racing. It's going to be bumper to bumper.
And now, Marcus, can I ask you, what are you looking forward to most in seeing the race here at Simmons and also Baskerville?
I'm just looking forward to seeing these tracks used properly. I mean, we've got two beautiful racetracks in Tasmania, both different types of track. Simmons Plains, a very fast track, but technical, with the big hairpin out the back and big brake zones. And Baskerville, you know, really tight and twisty and hilly. So you've got two, you know, great facilities. It's great to see them being used. I'm looking forward to getting the wrenches and the spanners in my hand and helping Owen run well in the Trans Am. So I'm looking forward to being out there, just giving Owen a hand and also just seeing, you know, motorsport in Tasmania being used properly.
And the Trans Ams, for example, I mean, they get a roar around Simmons Plains and Baskerville. I mean, the noise they make, and there's a big field of those 19 that are going to be on the track at the start anyway, but they don't turn that easy, matey, so it's going to be interesting to see how they go with a hairpin, etc.
Oh, they do turn pretty well, and a Trans Am is very similar to an American stock car or NASCAR, really. It's a base frame, it's got a nice little engine in it, pumps out plenty of horsepower. The category is very competitive because the parts that are in there are very affordable, so a lot of people can participate. And you've got a bumper field in that class, and really you've got bumper fields in all the categories, to be honest. But for me personally, I think that, you know, what a Trans Am is really what a V8 supercar should go to, which is a lot of cars, a lot of action on the track, cheap parts, you know, and big V8 engines.
Was there much convincing to you to get involved and tinker in the garage there, mate?
No, look, Owen's been a good friend of mine for a lot of years, and he helped me over in the States. He actually drove one of my cars in Canada during practice and qualifying whilst I was at another event and couldn't make it. So I really owed Owen a few favours, and we're good friends, and so I'm looking forward to helping him this time, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Adam Gowan's going to be in the garage as well helping out, so we've got a star-studded lineup actually working on his car, so it's going to be fun just to get the crew back together and have a bit of fun with it.
Looking forward to it, and looking forward to a crowd enjoying motor racing and enjoying it how it used to be, as you said at the start. I couldn't have said it better myself for the Boost Mobile Race Tasmania. Marcus Ambrose, thank you so much for your time, mate, and look forward to seeing you out at the track.
Thank you. Look, I really hope Tasmanians support these two races. Gary and Barry Rogers have really stood out and done the best they can to provide you know, a great format for spectators and competitors. And we want to make this this event, you know, an annual thing, and hopefully if we do it well this year and we get good support from Tasmanians coming out to watch, we'll be able to race in January in Tasmania like this for years to come.
Marcus, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.